Wow. Welcome to the Master's. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I have tagged this Wednesday as Every Promise Will Come to Pass Wednesday, standing on Scripture, Joshua 23:14. And so if you get time in your day to read that, but just know that every promise will come to pass. Let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and powerful God, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this day that you have made, God. We will rejoice and be glad in it, God. We thank you that we woke up into a new day, this Pentecost Wednesday, Father. We thank you that your Holy Spirit and your presence is here on the line right now, Father. I thank you for everyone that has dialed in and those that will continue to dial into the Master's Call this morning. We thank you for the founders here, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We pray that you would continue to do great things in their life right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Artist International and the Diaz de Leon family. I lift up Papa Diaz de Leon to you right now, that you would continue to be with him as he would travel the world, oh God. I thank you for this time and this platform right now. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that as Pastor Chuck will come forth, that our ears and hearts will be open to hear what you would have to say to us on this day, God. I decree and declare that this call will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we know that the blood still works. So we know that there is deliverance, healing, salvation that will come on this line in this day. So we give your name the glory, the praise, the honor, and we celebrate you, O God. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, I am going to turn the call over to a phenomenal woman of God, Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn, are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Thank you. I love you so much, Tiffany. Minister Tiffany is a phenomenal woman of God, as well as to the members and families and callers of the Master's Call. Good morning to you all. I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And I greet you from the beautiful state of Delaware by means of New York City. And the Master's Call is a blessed call that you are on right now. There are two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, that heard a voice from the Lord when he asked them to create this call, and they said yes, and all God wants from us is a yes. So when they answered the call, they created God's call, the Master's call. This call is all about the Master. It is not about us. It is about our Lord and risen Savior, and God gave them a mission statement to stand on for us to all, you know, here, because anything with decency and order has a mission and a vision. So that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And so far, I don't know about you, but I'm being empowered and enhanced as we speak, especially hearing that God's promises are always yea and amen. So thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for letting us know and reminding us that if God gives us a promise, it is going to come forth. These two women of God also was given a scripture reference from God for us to follow and stand on as well. And that scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, we rely on the Most High God. We rely on his word and his calling and not to lean on our own understandings. So we call the Master first, not our sister girls, not our friends, but the Master. And we're just so excited that God has promises to deliver to us. This call meets every Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock Central Time, and 5 a.m. over there on the West Coast. And we encourage you to dial in a few minutes early so you can let us know who you are and where you're calling from in the world. And we ask that you invite your family members, your coworkers, your friends, your neighbors, or a stranger you may have met on the street. Let them know about the Master's call. And when you hear a message that you have to hear again because God was just talking to you through the words of his vessel, I encourage you to dial the playback number. That playback number is good for that specific day. So after you hear Pastor Chuck this morning, you'll be able to hear his message again by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code would still be 957-677-POUND. That goes for every daily message that comes forth on the Master's Call. And if you go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, you'll see that there's a corporate prayer directive for our upcoming empowerment conference. There is a corporate prayer directive for the Artist Empowerment Conference, and the prayer directors for this Artist Empowerment Conference will let us all bind in agreement that it will come forth and it will have a wonderful effect because God is all in it. So I encourage you to go and read the scripture references and find out what the directives are so this empowerment conference can be phenomenal. And you may say, well, wait a minute. What does Artist International have to do with a prayer call? And I am so glad that you asked. Artist International is a health ministry. Artist International has changed people's lives. Artist International has saved people's lives. Artist International has changed zip codes, and they're inviting you to the 90K in 90 Days Challenge. They are inviting you to the Artist Empowerment Conference to find out how you can live more healthy and a lot more wealthy. And the only way you can know about it is by going back to the person who told you about this call and ask them to minister information to you about Artist International. But it is a health and wellness company. It is debt-free, rapidly growing, and guess what? Those who are on the call this morning are Artist International distributors, and we are proud to be part of this phenomenal company. So we ask you that you join us in sunny Orlando, Florida, next weekend. Can you believe in 8 days and 53 minutes the Artist Empowerment Conference will come forth? Well, it will, and it is coming, so go ahead and register now. Carpool, do whatever it takes to get there, but we want you there. And immediately after this call is the Ambassador's Call. It's usually the morning motivational call hosted by a dynamic team of platinums and movers and shakers in Artists International. But Wednesdays are dedicated to the Ambassador's Call, and that just shows you just how sold out to the Lord this company truly is. So we're just excited and delighted and want you to join that call. That phone number is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 881-1300, access code is 539-598-POUND. Join us on that call. So I have a lot more announcements to give to you, but I just really want you to go to our website, email us if God has told you that it's time for you to let a word out, to be ready in season and out of season, or if God has told you it's time for you to become a host or a prayer intercessor. We invite you to email us at info@themasterscall.net. And there, our prayer general minister, Robin, or our mother eagle pastor, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will get back to you expeditiously to let you know what to do next. Well, I am delighted to tell you about this mighty woman of God that is going to come forth this day. And I'm just so excited about her because not only is she a very dear, dear friend of mine, but she has become a mentor of mine as well, a devoted daughter, sister, proud auntie, and most importantly, a servant of God who loves to pray and teach and share the love of God with others. She is also our prayer general here on the Master's Call. Minister Robert is also a proud Artist International distributor, and she is a member and elder of Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center. She is committed to winning the lost, teaching the word, and discipling believers. In 1993 to 1990, 1994. She was a graduate of Advanced Christian Training at FFMWOC. In 96, she got a graduate of the School of Ministry. Currently, as an elder and Bible teacher of the Road to Christian Growth and Spiritual Development, they're individuals at their own pace, whether it's their first time or their seasoned members, they take step-by-step journeys in their development towards growing in the knowledge of God's word, sharing their faith with others, and identifying personal spiritual gifts and abilities. There are so many awesome things I could tell you about this woman of God, but what I will tell you is she loves the Lord with all her heart and all her soul, and she, too, believes in the promise. So without further ado, I'm bringing to you Elder, Minister, the beautiful, anointed woman of God, Robin Wilson, are you there?
Good morning, Miss LaShawn. Pastor Vanessa, no problem. Don't see her on the board. Not sure what's happening, but you did a fantastic introduction.
Well, remember that. Take it away, Dr. Vanessa. This is our mother eagle, who we adore and love so much, and a co-founder of this call, who is always ready in season and out of season, and we are going to get a rhema word. So take it away, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you, woman of God. And good morning, Master's Call family. We just praise God. We know that regardless, the word of God is what this call is all about. So even though the messengers may change, the message will still go forth that we glorify our Lord and Savior. Before I get started with the word, I just want to, again, give a quick Holy Ghost commercial that I gave at the end of the call yesterday and even on the Master's Call. We want to remind everyone that yesterday we began a corporate fast. We are believing God with 8 days out that this will be a New Beginnings Conference. Awesome things are going to happen. As you know, we have posted the 9 directives to pray over on our website, and we're encouraging everyone. See, some of you know you cannot go, but everybody can participate in this, and that's to pray. So we're asking everyone to go to www.themasterscall.net, the masters with an S, call.net, and when you scroll down on the homepage, you'll see the 9 directives with scriptures that we are bombarding heaven, believing God for covering, saturating this call with prayer. And so we're asking each of you to do your part and hook up with us in corporate agreement and pray for the success of our Artists Empowerment Conference hosted by our mighty men of God. It's so scriptural when men take the lead. And we're covering these kings of artists in prayer. And then secondly, for those who will, we have asked them to fast, for us to fast, to go on a Daniel's fast, preferably, and those who want to step out a little further, to go on an all-liquids fast. You know, I've been doing mine with the NutriShake, drinking that NutriShake 3 times a day and getting my 10 glasses of water in and putting on that Slim Shake or 2, but I'm doing it to the glory of God because we are denying the flesh, that no flesh glories in God's presence. So corporate prayer. Matthew 17:21, give you scripture. That 21st verse says some things do not come out but by fasting and prayer. And the enemy is angry that God's people are convening to be ministers in the marketplace. But we know 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in us than any demonic attack on the world. So we have to be spiritually ready and equipped. So we're asking everybody who will to fast. And Daniel's fast is no meat, no sweets, no bread, just fruits and vegetables and nuts. And like I said, those who want to climb a little higher with us, soar a little higher, even if it's 2 days, 5 days, or for the rest of the time till we get there, to fast and pray. Thank you so much, because I know so many of you all will do what we've asked. As I stand and said, God's been putting on my spirit the theme I want to speak briefly this morning is face your fight with faith. Face your fight with faith. We're all going to have to face challenges, face circumstances, face the devil being the devil. And it's going to be a fight, but I tell you, by the blood of Jesus, I like that bloody mess. That blood of Jesus will drive out all the mess that the enemy will try to build. And how do we do it? Through the vehicle of faith. Face your fight with faith. And I subtitled it, We'll Face Conflicts, and it'll help us cultivate character, and it'll help us challenge in ourselves to have no ungodly compromise. Face our conflicts, and through that journey, as we face it, it's cultivating some character. And we want that character, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, to flow in and out of us. And it'll challenge us that we know that darkness is not a friend of light, and darkness and light cannot hang out at the same place at the same time. Doesn't happen. So we're going to face this fight. We're going to laugh at the devil and remind him, we've read the back of the book. It's a fixed fight. We know in Revelations that we win. Remember, beginning of this year, God gave a prophetic theme in 2014. God is manifesting our God-ordained dreams. For some of us, you know, we realized we looked up and it's June, half the year is gone. But God is a faithful God. As we do our part, he has promised us that he'll do his part, but we have to make sure we're doing our part, meaning not having the ostrich ministry. Don't put your head in the sand. Don't deny within your heart and deceive your own heart that situations are not happening. Don't be the emperor with no clothes on, but to face the fight and with expectation in our spirit, knowing that God is going to be God. For some of us, we're still desiring to be in Orlando. Tell the devil, I don't know where you're going to cough it up from, but you're going to cough up these finances for me to make it. Our scripture for today comes from 1 Corinthians 10, when Paul wrote to the church in Corinth. You know, that church that was on the seaport, that heathen church where a little bit of everything was going on in Corinth. We remember when he had to remind the church folks, don't come to communion and the Lord's Supper to eat your dinner. Don't come here trying to get drunk. You know, protocol from beginning to end. Paul was real. And then that 12th through 15th verse in 1 Corinthians 10, Paul writes in the NIV, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. This is my verse I remind Nessa. This is what I remind myself every day when I want to act like, I don't know, I can't see. He goes, hey, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you're tempted, he will always provide a way out so you can endure it. So when we say we can't help it, we've deceived our own hearts. I want to say amen or oh me. We're going to go with the word, not with our feelings, not with what we think, but what does the word say? The word says when any temptation comes, face it, because greater is he that's in you. And when you seek God's face, he has an answer. He has a way of escape. We're talking about this morning, face your fight with faith. Face your fight with faith. Faith. Make sure we're walking in the faith of God. We know that faithfully we have to face our conflicts by what? Seeking the mind of Christ. Faithfully face your conflicts. How? First, by seeking the mind of Christ. What do you mean by that, Dr. B? Well, many of us, we hate confrontation. We hate issues, as Minister Joseph B. Washington would say. We hate to deal with even the possibility of conflict. We'd rather ignore it. We'd not deal with a situation which might lead to conflict. But God wants us to seek his face, to get his strategy on how to face our challenges. In other words, he don't want you to run off in Shaniqua or be Big Bubba, just go bully. No, seek his face. And he has the strategy from heaven on how to face our challenges. We cannot have the ostrich ministry, as I said before, and bury our hands in the sand. We cannot go into denial, because when we see folks in denial, they have allowed deception and delusion to enter their hearts. You know, folks are just jealous of me. They just want everybody jealous of you, baby. See, when you keep thinking other folks are so jealous, look in the mirror. There's some insecurities there. There's some disalignment there, because we know God is no respecter of persons. Don't be a holy hater or covenant what others have. We can't deceive our own hearts. A lot of us won't get our deliverance because deception is so deep in our heart. We say it on a Holy Ghost merry-go-round and wondering why we're not making any progress, because the deception in our heart. Well, I felt that thing up in the spirit. Hallelujah. All right. We cannot allow, again, that elephant in the room to stay and not confront it, even when it may lead to conflict. Ephesians 4:15, in the book of Ephesus, Paul also wrote to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians 4:15, that 15th verse, that really is the theme of the ministry God gave me way back in 1991, the Gathering of the Eagles ministry. That 15th verse says, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ Jesus. But speaking the truth in love, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. Was it seasoned with the mercy and grace of God? Or did you take the Bible and literally beat the hell out of them, and they're so bruised up they need the Red Cross ministry to even bring them back into the body of Christ, the church, and into their position in Christ? God may tell us to stand still in silence and first march around the wall of our situation like Joshua did around the wall of Jericho. That's why we seek God for his strategies, how to handle our conflict. God may tell us to put the praise and the worshipers out front like he did with Jehoshaphat. It is so awesome to me when I learned this powerful concept years ago to tell my flesh to hush and start praising God. I have watched atmosphere shift. I have watched God come in and just change a situation when I chose to open up my mouth, feelings raging, hormones hollering, and I just said, Lord, but I trust you. I thank you, Lord. I glorify you. My mind racing on how I want to get them back, but I'm choosing with my mouth. I know I'm helping somebody this morning. Say, God, I trust you. I lean not on my own understanding. I don't understand it. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good, but I'll lean on you. I'll depend on you. I'll wait on you. You encourage yourself like David had to do. Jehoshaphat, it sounded crazy to his mind. What you mean, put the music department first? Put the praise and the worshipers first. That's why the enemy fights those who are worshipers, those who are in the dance and the arts so much, because they usher in a conspicuous presence of the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 20, that 15th verse, in 2 Chronicles 20, the Lord responded through his prophet Jehazel, and he said, listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God. But you got to face the fight with faith. Don't run. Don't hide. Don't lie to yourself. Ask God. Every day I tell him, God, show me me. And then with my deep, wonderful, anointed, appointed self, he showed me, me and my inconsistencies, some of the this devices in my heart that don't line up with his word. Just ask him to show you, you. Then he tells us to resist the devil. My favorite book, the book of James, the common sense book, James 4, that seventh verse, James wrote in chapter 4, submit yourself. See, we skip over this part. That's not a cuss word. Those six letters, submit. You know, women, some of y'all get a quickening in your spirit when it says submit to your husband. That's the words. But see, you should have chosen Boaz, not Bobo, but you still got to submit yourselves. Submit to authority. Submit to the word of God. Crucify your flesh. Then to God, you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. Well, we quote that verse and say, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. That's not what the verse said. It's an if-then verse. If you submit yourself to God, then you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. In my last minute, like Esther, when she had to face her conflict in Esther chapter 4, she put everybody on a fast, the donkeys, the cattle, the sheep. If I got to go in and face the king, and it couldn't be there, all God's children and creatures are going to fast. We're going to seek the face and get the mind of Christ. I love this hymn we sing in my Baptist church growing up, Yield Not to Temptation by Horatio Palmer. And that first verse says, Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. See, each victory will help you some other to win. Fight, fight manfully. There's a character in our fight. Manfully onward, dark passion subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. Face your conflict faithfully, fighting manfully onward. I'm going to stop there this morning, but that nugget was in my spirit to remind us this day, as many of us are fighting to get to Orlando, fighting to get through the situation, the mountain that God has had that's facing us. Now, he didn't tell you to climb it. He told us in Mark 11 to what? Speak to the mountain, but face the mountain. Face your fight with faith. In Jesus' name, we are overcomers. Back to you, woman of God.
Mighty, mighty, powerful word. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for being a willing and obedient vessel of our Lord and providing such a message straight from the throne room. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we thank you for the word that you have given us this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we will not be afraid of confrontation, and we will not be intolerant and indifferent to change. We are thanking you right now, Lord, that you have given us the ability, you have given us leadership, you have given us people in our lives to remind us that we must put you first before anything else, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you replenish her, Lord. She decreased so you can increase, Father. So we just thank you for all that she does, Lord. We ask that you bless her ministry, bless her comings and goings, and those who are around her, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, the co-founder of this call with Dr. Vanessa. Continue to bless her, Lord, as she travels nationally and internationally, even locally, Lord, ministering the word of God in Artists International. Father, we ask that you bless these two women of God and those under the sound of my voice. Father, you know our prayers, spoken and unspoken, but we just thank you, Lord, in advance that Kenneth Stowers will be able to learn a lot at this Artist Empowerment Conference, Lord. We just thank you, God, for all the men that are supportive of their women in Artists International and all the women that are supportive of their men in Artists International. God, we release any sickness that is afflicting your children right now. We know that it is not of you and that you have already run your DNA through our systems, Lord. So we thank you in advance for healing power, for that healing virtue that you have blessed us with, Lord. We speak now that any cancer, any lupus, any infection, any bacteria, any virus, any germ, any hindrance that is entering into your children's systems right now will be casted out and binded out because it does not belong there. We speak financial breakthrough. We speak relationship breakthroughs. But most of all, we speak a breakthrough vertically to you, oh God. God, we just thank you so much for our children, and we just ask that you just bless them and allow them to grow into you, Lord. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and we thank you in advance. Amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, this is the part of the call where I tell you to go out there and greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and let them know that God loves them and you love them as well. I just want to thank Minister Tiffany for greeting and feeding God's children with such a powerful prayer and a powerful affirmation. And I want to thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, again for being ready in season, out of season, and delivering a word straight from the Holy Ghost press. And don't forget, go to www.themasterscall.net to learn and read the directives for this corporate fast. Again, like Dr. Vanessa said, you may not be able to go to the actual empowerment conference, but you can participate in this corporate steadfast as we stand together in agreement that it will be so. And I also invite you to go ahead to the MMC call, area code 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. And I just want to give a special happy birthday to my son, Anthony Mark Lucas Jr., who turned 18 today. Glory be to God. I love you, and I love you all, Master's Call family. Dr. Vanessa, please come back with our closing benediction.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for hosting the call with all your Jesus joy and your enthusiasm. We praise God for you, and Minister Tiffany, as always, Miss Sunshine, we out there early in the morning, always bringing the joy and the peace and the encouragement of God. Appreciate each and every one of you for being on this call each and every day. Let's seal this time together in prayer. Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Lord, we thank you for your presence on this call today as we begin our day empowered by your word, encouraged by your spirit, and submitted to you leading and guiding us throughout this day. Let the word soak in our spirit and let our hearts be good ground that we will face our fights, knowing that we're in a war against darkness, but it's a fixed fight, and we'll do our part and work our arms of faith, watching you show up and show out in our lives. We are your ministers in the marketplace. So go before us, encourage us, strengthen us, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do as we celebrate today what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be blessed. Look forward to hearing you on the ambassador's call. We're back on our TNC call tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.